Hello everyone, Merry Christmas and welcome to the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Chapin. For this week's episode with the Fantasy Championship on the line, I'll go through our Week 17 rankings. It's going to be a bit quicker this week, but you can find our full rankings on wolfsports.com, which obviously will be updated ahead of the Christmas games if needed and through Sunday morning. So jumping right in at quarterback, Bo Nix should remain in the top half of the QB1 ranks as a borderline top 5 option. He didn't have a touchdown in the first game versus Kansas City, but he played great, had 295 yards. Last year, he was great in both matchups, could easily be 3-0 against them. So with the Chiefs banged up and coming off a loss where Cameron Ward had 75% completion percentage and a couple of touchdowns, Nix has a high floor and good upside on Christmas night and should stay in lineups. For me, I'm between Caleb Williams, Brock Purdy, and Jared Goff in my league, but I think all three are QB1 options. For Goff, the concern is the offensive line not holding up versus an aggressive Minnesota defense, and the Vikings have been fired up. They get a chance this week to end Detroit's season, so I'm leaning towards Williams in what should be the best matchup due to San Francisco's lack of pass rush, and we'll see if Renardo Green can return at cornerback for them. But Williams is playing very confidently right now, had the game-winning touchdown to DJ Moore last week, so I give him the slight edge over Purdy right now, with hopes that one of Remo Dunze or Luther Burden will be back. And then quickly, I like Tyler Shuck as a potential streaming option. We actually have him over Jackson Dart this week because he gets a great matchup versus a Tennessee defense that played well last week versus Kansas City, but is much better attacked through the air than on the ground. So Shuck is a solid QB2 to end the season. At running back, we have Derrick Henry as our RB6. I see many have him in the clear RB2 ranks, which doesn't make a ton of sense to me. He's been great so far in December, and despite the disappointment last week in the loss where he didn't see the field after his second touchdown, I would assume they're going to feed him in a must-win game to keep their playoff hopes alive. And the Packers can be run on by physical opponents, so whether it's Lamar Jackson or Tyler Huntley under center, Henry will hopefully pick up where he left off on Sunday night for what could be either a snowy or a cold, rainy game to continue his end-of-season dominance. For the Steelers, we have both running backs, Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell, in the RB2 ranks. Last week, obviously missed by wanting to avoid them, but the Steelers, shockingly, were the aggressors on the road and really bullied the Lions, who are usually the ones doing the bullying. So this week, with the Browns struggling to defend the run recently, both Warren and Gainwell are strong options, and especially with DK Metcalf suspended, look for the Steelers to play through the backs and them to both pay off as starts. And then for an avoid, I would steer clear of the Washington backfield. I see Chris Rodriguez for ESPN is projected like 12 points, and he did have 15 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown last week. But Jacory Kowalski-Merritt also came through with a goal line score, and the Dallas run defense has been much better with Quinnen Williams on the field. So if he's back on Christmas, Rodriguez probably someone to avoid if you can, as more of a touchdown or bust option. At wide receiver, obviously if you have CeeDee Lamb, you're playing him, and he's come through with big December performances in the past. So with Washington struggling mightily on defense, I like him to have a monster game. Remember, in his first game back in October, he had this 74-yard touchdown versus Washington, and his last touchdown came on Thanksgiving. So again, I expect a monster game from Lamb, so something to consider for DFS lineups. As the wide receiver 11, we have Jameson Williams, who has suddenly become a top 10 option on the season in half PPR leagues. It was obviously a slow start, but we've recommended JMO as one of the top buy low options, and he's certainly come through since the bye, outside of the zero catch performance versus the Giants. Other than that, he has 66 yards in every single game. Over the past 4 weeks, he's seen 9 targets in every game, and since Dan Campbell took over as play caller, he has a season-long pace of 87 receptions, 1,581 yards, and 10 touchdowns in 7 games. So after 66 yards and a score in the first meeting versus Minnesota, JMO should be a wide receiver 1 on Christmas. And then a couple of thoughts for guys who might be available to potentially play this week. For me, I have DK Metcalf suspended and Devontae Adams out, so I need to play Jaden Reed for the first time. But again, that could be a sloppy winter game with either rain or snow in the forecast, and I think Reed is a type that could thrive in those conditions. The upside hasn't really been there, but he's at least shown a high floor with at least 41 total yards in all 4 healthy games this season, and maybe that upside will be unlocked, as we've seen in past years when Reed has been featured. So in a big game for the Packers, we have him as the wide receiver 27 for week 17. And then I mentioned the Bears with Remo Dunze and Luther Burden, both questionable heading into Sunday night. But especially if Odunze's out and Burden plays, the rookie could be a sneaky flex option, and you could see the Bears starting to feature him in recent weeks. So we'll have to keep an eye on the practice report this week. But if Burden's back on Sunday night, and again, especially if Odunze's out, he could have a high floor as a flex option and underrated upside in lineup for week 17. And quickly at tight end to finish things off, ideally you have a top option and don't need to worry about streaming, but make sure you play Dalton Kincaid if you have him. Last week was a forgettable game for the entire Buffalo passing attack, and I think he's too good to bench for a potential shootout versus the Eagles. But for the names that might be available, Darren Waller gets a great matchup versus Tampa Bay, who remember couldn't stop Kyle Pitts a couple of weeks ago. Although they were quiet last week and over the past couple of weeks, I have a good feeling about Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews versus Green Bay, no matter who is under center. And for the Steelers, all three of Darnell Washington, Pat Freiermuth, and Jonnu Smith should be more involved with Metcalf suspended. So surprisingly, plenty of options to choose from at a shaky position for the fantasy championship. So that will conclude this episode. As always, you can find our full rankings and analysis on wolfsports.com. And if you're a Fantasy Consigliere member, feel free to reach out with any questions you might have. Until next time, Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. I'm Dylan Chapin. This was the Fantasy Consigliere Podcast.